Hello everyone, and welcome to Charlotte View. I'm your presenter Daniel, and I'm here with your host, Claudia Pareko. It's time for us to distance travel to South Africa and enjoy the Planetary Activation Series with Celia Fenn. These series of activations are designed to support the New Earth timelines by accessing the sixth dimension and co-creating the dream of the New Earth into a powerful story that will carry Earth forward into her future destiny. Celia Fenn is one of our featured innovative, wholehearted, and inspiring thought leaders. She is an international author and spiritual facilitator. She is well known as a channel for Archangel Michael and the founder of Starchild Global. She travels the world to work with groups of people, the energies of Archangel Michael, the Elohim angels, the Councils of Light, as well as the Cetaceans, to bring information about the transformation and ascension of the planet, the Christ Consciousness and the Diamond Codes, the significance of the Grail Codes and the Sacred Heart, and the work of the Indigo, Crystal, and Diamond Star Children. Just tune in, live or on demand, and share, share, share. At any moment, to participate on our shows, please call 805-830-8344 and press 1 to talk with Celia. The Earth is ready. She simply awaits the stories that you, as Masters of Time, will weave in the sixth dimension of imagination and archetype to carry her forward. 2016 energy is that of major transformation on all levels of society on Earth. Your soul missions keep pushing you to engage the creative imagination and to dream and tell stories, paint pictures, create music and dance that stabilizes the spinning timelines and aligns Earth with her destiny as a planetary star of diamond light. Celia is the author of A Guide to Complementary Therapies in South Africa, the ebook The Indigo Crystal Adventure, and The Diamond Codes, Light Information for the New Reality. Celia also works online through the Global Seminar Room, offering online webinar courses to a global audience and certificate courses in the new shamanism. Private channel sessions are also available on a limited basis. www.starchildglobal.com. Every Friday and Monday, join our group of podcasters who are making a positive difference in the world. Now, relax, get comfortable, and allow the activation of the day.
Thank you, Danny, and welcome everybody to Charlotte View. As the sun sinks this evening beneath the horizon on what is known as the longest day of the year for the Northern Hemisphere or the shortest for the Southern, it will be worth looking up. For the first time since 1967, the June solstice coincides with a rare strawberry moon and clouds wheeling the 17 hours of sunlight will give away to a bright moonlit sky in the north, while in the southern hemisphere they will have a long night moon. This full moon will be the second full moon in Sagittarius, following after the blue moon on May 21st. Today is a powerful continuation of the visionary energies of late May. Today is the moment of standstill, when the Earth is changing its course in a spiral journey around the Sun and starts a new cycle of experience and evolution. Today, in the South, it's about reverting the light as the move towards the summer begins. And in the North, it is the highest point of the light as the move toward winter begins. Today is a time to celebrate the renewal of the light and another spiral of conscious evolution in the solar system and the galaxy. Please welcome Celia Fenn from South Africa to this celebration. Hey, Celia.
Hi, Claudia. Thank you so much. And hello, everyone, and welcome to our broadcast. It's wonderful to be with you again. It seems like time goes so quickly. It was just yesterday, almost, that we were doing the equinox activations. But here we are at the mid-year. And I think, Claudia, you explained it very well about the powerful nature of this day and the powerful energies that we're experiencing. Claudia and I were just chatting before the show, and I said to her, I'm really feeling these powerful energies. And of course, when she mentioned that in the southern hemisphere where I am, it's going to be the longest night of the year, and we have the full moon in Sagittarius, and I'm a Sagittarian, and it's all night we're going to be having this blast of energy. So I'm really feeling powerful shifts that are happening. And I'm sure many of you as well are actually feeling this, what I call a double whammy, because not only is it solstice today, but it's also this full moon in Sagittarius. Now, why Sagittarius is so important here is that the galactic center aligns with Sagittarius. So the full moon on Sagittarius is opposite the galactic center. And what happens is that any energies that are coming off the galactic center are actually magnified by the lunar energies. And of course, the longer the night is, the more magnification takes place. And that's what we're feeling down here. For those of you in the north, you're going to be having your longest day. So you'll have a wonderful, bright, long day. And then when the moon rises this evening, I think it will be a very magical moon, because it's facing on the galactic center and bringing to us the galactic diamond codes in a very powerful way. So indeed, the moon is really bringing to us her energies. And as Claudia mentioned, it's the second full moon in Sagittarius. The first one was on the 21st of May. So the amplification is double whammy. We're getting a continuation of these powerful energies that are coming through. And of course, for those of us who are in our power, in our multidimensional energies, we know what's going on. We can feel the energies moving in us. But remember that for people around you, many of them have no idea what's happening. And you might find a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress, a lot of hostility even happening out there in the world, because people don't know what's going on. They're not connected to the flow of energies. So I think we can consider ourselves very fortunate that we have the spiritual knowledge that we have, that we have the guidance of beings like Archangel Michael, who help us to understand what's going on, what's going down, and how we can work with these incoming energies. As Claudia mentioned, we are also at solstice, and that is when there's a stillness. The word actually means soul and stasis, the sun standing still, because they used to believe that the sun stood still and then went back the other way. But what actually happens is the earth goes back the other way. So the earth reaches a point of standing still and then moves back in a spiral. So we're at a point where we reach a moment of stillness and then we change direction and we begin another spiral. So just think of that. This is where we are right now. Despite the powerful energies coming in, the diamond codes and the new emerald codes coming in, we're also at a moment of stillness and a moment for turning within and a moment for finding our own peace and a moment when we are beginning to formulate our intentions for the next spiral of our evolution. So what we're going to focus on tonight is going to be, tonight or today, it's evening for me, is going to be that stillness, that still space inside of us. Because in this society, in this world where it's so chaotic at the moment, and where people are so anxious about what the future will hold, we are coming to understand that we are creating our own reality, and that when we come from that place of stillness and harmony within ourselves, then we can create an external reality of harmony and peace around us. So we're going to look at how this moment, although it's very powerful, is also a moment of beginnings and very positive new beginnings. So I just want to, before we go into talking about the activation that we're going to do with Archangel Michael, which will be wonderful, I just want to talk a bit about the energies that are coming in after our solstice, because today is the moment when this rising wave of energy that is going to take us into the next spiral or cycle begins to be grounded and integrated on the earth. So after the solstice, our next, let's call it our next big moment, will be on the 26th of July, when we have the new year, the planetary new year. And this is the moment when we truly have to say, now I'm starting a new cycle. Because on the 8th of August, the 8th of the 8th, we have the Lion's Gate, which is the moment when our evolutionary energies lift us into a new phase of our experience. And this year, the 8-8 is an 8-8-1, which is time of new beginnings. So this last year has been an 8-8-9, which was a time of endings and completion, which I think many of us have felt that we're closing down, we're completing a cycle. And now we're moving into something new. So we're opening ourselves, we're opening our hearts, we're opening our experience to something new and something wonderful. And for those of us who are focused and ready, we are opening ourselves into the new earth. We are ready to take that step into creating a new earth reality. And not only doing that for ourselves, but connecting with all the others around the earth who are doing the same thing and creating a new harmonious co-creation of multidimensional, higher dimensional experience and stories and narratives and art and all those things that go into making up a coherent civilization on a higher level. So Archangel Michael keeps saying to me, be ready for the wave that's coming. Around July, August, September, you're going to just be taken by this powerful wave of energy, but in a very positive way. It's nothing to fear. Don't think about what's ending, what's going to happen. Think about rather what's coming in, what you're going to create, what's going to be manifested in relation to all the changes, all the work you've been doing for the last 9 years, that cycle of nine. You've been transforming yourself. You've been working. You've been bringing in new energies. You've been activating. You've been integrating. And now here you are. You're ready. You're ready for this new beginning. And I really feel from what Archangel Michael says that this is the real new beginning, the first one after 2012, when we're ready to step into this whole understanding of what the new earth is and how we experience it. And then that wave of energy will take us into the new, will continue through the 11th of November, which is the 11-11, and then to the 12-12 integration until we reach the next solstice, which is on the 21st of December, when it will be finally integrated into the earth experience. So we're standing at this moment at the initiatory point of this new wave of energies. So there we are, full moon, galactic energies, solstice, the new wave, so much to really be excited about. So Claudia, I'm hoping that that helped you to understand and help our listeners to really appreciate the new energies that are coming in.
Oh, well, it makes you want to be part of that.
I think we are part of that. We all are, because we're here and we're conscious and awake. And I think we're very grateful that we are conscious and awake and that we can experience these energies. I want us to speak a bit about the diamond codes and the emerald codes that Archangel Michael teaches about. The diamond codes were the first major energies after the Christ consciousness that connected us to our galactic being. So as we integrated this beautiful diamond light, we really became aware of ourselves as galactic beings, as star beings, of having a multidimensional life. And then this year, we've started bringing in what Archangel Michael calls the Emerald Codes, which are reconnecting us to nature and to the earth and to our creativity. So we're going through a major shift now. These Emerald Codes coming in so fast. I think with the Diamond Codes, it was a period of years that we were given. The Emerald Codes, it's like, okay, here they are, integrate them, it's time, and we're doing it so quickly, in a couple of months maybe. But what's happening with that is a very, very big change in the energetics of our bodies. Now, I've explained this in the latest channel I did with Archangel Michael, Archangel Michael explained it, and I did the channel, better way of saying it. In that what is happening is that the left brain and the right brain are coming back into balance as a creative energy in our bodies. Now, previously, our evolution had moved us to a place where we were, and most of us still are in the old energy, left-brained beings. And the left brain connected into the solar plexus, the mental realm, and the ego and the mind were dominant. And over thousands of years, that created a pathway, an energetic pathway in our bodies that was out of balance. So when you look around at the world and you look at what's going on, what you're looking at is people in duality, because what I'm describing here was duality, who are out of balance and have no way of knowing how to get out of the mess they're in. And what's happening is the new human is coming in, who is activating the heart center as a center of their being, activating the right brain to bring online their creativity and their intuition and their wisdom, and bringing that all into center so that the energy is flowing beautifully from the soul, which anchors in the heart, and down into the body. And this new human is able to solve problems, to be creative, to think of new beginnings, to be loving, creative, and abundant, and connected to nature. So what the diamond, what the Emerald Codes are doing now is activating in each of us this shift of our body energetics. And this is one of the reasons why we might be feeling very, very tired, or a bit dizzy, or a bit ungrounded, because so much is happening in the brain area. Right brain, left brain are coming online together and connecting with the heart. So if you're feeling physical symptoms at the moment, that's okay, because there's so much happening in your physical body, but it's all positive. It's going to take you into the next phase of your ascension process, And as Archangel Michael has said, this is probably what we can call the final phase of this ascension process, because after that, we will be ready to live our lives as fully multidimensional and to really ground and manifest the new earth and start experiencing the new earth. So I think, explaining this to you, what you're feeling now is this really positive wave of energy that's coming in and that we are working with, and also explains to us why there's so much chaos out there. Because it's almost as though duality is having its last fling. We're really seeing the oppositions of dualistic thinking going on around us. And as we see that, we know that we're ready to let go of that and to move to a different place. So I think that Archangel Michael's message, our message to you today, is not to become angry or anxious or get involved in the dualities, but to try to keep in this place of harmony and peace within yourself. That's not saying that there isn't a lot of problems out there, that there's injustices and there are terrible things being done, but the way we're going to solve those problems, as it were, is not by going into duality and being part of it, but by lifting into our creative essence and moving into our creative imagination, which is in the sixth dimension, and beginning to bring forward creative solutions for ourselves and then also for the planet and for our society. Because in fact, this is what we're here to do. We're here to undergo this personal ascension, and then we're here to assist the planet and our planetary society in making the shift into the new consciousness. So, Claudia, that's pretty much what we're talking about, what we're doing, and I think that we're ready now to go into our activation for this evening. Is that okay with you?
Yes. I just want to let people know that if they want to post a question, they can do it on the chat room. They just need to register. Or you might take calls after the activation for people who are on their phones. They just need to press number one.
Okay. Yeah, that will be great if we have some time at the end. If anybody would like to ask questions or make some comments or just be part of this, we'd be very happy to have you. Claudia will be looking out for any questions that come through. Okay, so now we're going to work with Archangel Michael and do our activation. The focus of the activation is going to be to, first of all, center in the heart and to connect with the peace and the harmony and the calm that is within each one of us. And then we're going to work with rewiring, perhaps is a good word, the energetics of the body so that we bring the right brain and the left brain into balance, and that we create this pathway where the right brain and the left brain are working together in harmony and connecting with the heart, connecting with the soul, and bringing through from the higher levels those energies of love and creativity and joy, and manifesting those energies as abundance and peace on the lower levels. So I would like you to sit comfortably wherever you happen to be. You can lie down if you wish to. Just be comfortable as we go into this activation with Archangel Michael. So I'm asking now that you breathe deeply as we begin our activation. And as you breathe in, just breathe in light and breathe out old energies, anything you don't need. Just let it go, breathing in and breathing out. Focusing into your beautiful heart center. And as we do this, we are aware of being connected. Each person who listens to this activation joins in a circle of light. And because we are all around the earth, that circle embraces the earth on the solstice day. And so we join our hearts together now in a circle of radiant light. And into the circle of light, we invite the presence of Archangel Michael to be our guide and to take us through this activation. So we feel that connection now. Beloved family of light, this is Archangel Michael, and we are happy to be with you on this blessed solstice day, this blessed moment when light and energy is pouring forth from the galactic center and from the cosmic heart and being integrated on the earth to bring about great changes and great transformations and to birth the new earth and the new energies. Beloved ones, you are part of this process. And we are so happy that you have chosen to be on the earth at this time and that you have chosen to be part of this process. For it is a soul choice. So today, as we go through this activation, we ask you also to be conscious that you are doing it as a way of assisting the earth, because as you open yourself to these energies, you are inviting others to feel your energies and to join in this transformation and realignment into the new energy. So we begin our process now by first of all grounding into the earth. We ask you to move that energy from your heart down your body through your solar plexus and your sacral and your base chakra, balancing them beautifully. And then moving that light and energy down into the earth, to the earth star chakra, connecting with the earth that supports you, and to the earth heart chakra, connecting to the great heart of the earth mother, who holds each one of you in her light and love. And we ask you to feel now the beautiful energies of the emerald codes as they come into your hearts and are taken down into the earth and shared with the earth heart and are sent back from the earth heart into you, activating your physical body, reconnecting you with nature and with your intuitive and wild self. Allow yourself to feel those energies in every cell in your body as you remember what it was like to be part of nature, to work with nature, to love nature, and not to be afraid of it, but to see it as a partner. And so feel the oceans and the rivers and the mountains and the trees, the animals and the birds, the skies, the rain, the snow, the sun. And think also of the great cities on planet Earth. And let them be touched by your love. And let nature return or come into those cities and be part of what is created by humans. As humans come back into alignment with all that is, may the cities and towns also come into alignment with nature and with all that is. So, beloved ones, we ask you to integrate those energies. Feel that circle of light, the emerald circle that you hold in your heart. Now we ask you, beloveds, to bring that energy back to your heart. And again, breathe deeply. And now you're going to take that energy up through the throat and the brow chakra, crown chakra, and up to the soul star chakra. And now you're moving up to the solar and galactic levels and then to the cosmic heart. And here you connect with the diamond light, beautiful, clear, radiant light. Feel that coming back into your heart. And the diamond light fills your light body and your body. And you feel that you are a galactic being. You belong to the stars. You come from the stars. You know the source of your soul light. And that when you are finished with your journey on the earth, you will go back to the diamond light and to the galaxy, the places where you come from. And so feel how every cell in your body is acknowledging that connection. And feel that diamond light circle connecting with the emerald light circle in the center of your beautiful diamond emerald heart. And just breathe for a moment, holding those energies, holding them for yourself and for the planet, because you are a multidimensional higher consciousness being and you are working for the planet and its ascension. And now, beloved ones, we're going to work with balancing the masculine and feminine energies. So on the right-hand side of your being, feel the beautiful masculine energies, turquoise in color. Feel how your powerful masculine energies make you feel responsible and strong and able to walk on the earth, able to create what you need, knowing that you will always be cared for in the divine light of the Christ consciousness. So feel that turquoise light with the golden light integrating in your heart as you embody the divine masculine in yourself. Just breathe those energies. Now we move to the left-hand side of the body, and in that circle of light, we find the divine feminine. We find her beauty and her love and her nurturing, her caring and her strength in that beautiful magenta pink mixed with the gold of the Christ consciousness. And so just feel those energies as you embody the divine feminine in yourself. And so you have those two circles of light, the blue gold and the magenta gold, centered in your heart. And now, beloved ones, as you feel those four circles turning and creating a vortex in your heart, we ask you to stand in the center. Let your consciousness be right in that center point where you are in complete and total balance. You are holding heaven and earth, masculine and feminine, and you are the still point. So feel your consciousness taking up its place in the center of all this whirling energy, all this power, all this manifestation of cosmic power. And at the center is your consciousness. And in this moment, your consciousness becomes the divine consciousness. For you are the divine consciousness. And you are peace and calm and stillness and harmony and beauty, serenity and grace. And you just breathe into that perfect stillness of all that you are at this moment. And as you come into that place of complete stillness, you are aligning with the stillness of the solstice. In this moment, before you begin another spiral of evolution and experience, you are at that point of stillness, complete silence and stillness, just the divine light in you and around you. And as you experience this, beloved one, become aware of how powerful this is. This moment of absolute stillness, absolute potential, and absolute possibility. Just be there and breathe. Feel how you are becoming peace. You are peace itself. And you are transmitting that energy outward to the earth. Just breathe. Peace, harmony, divine love, complete calm. You are the center. You are the calm. And as you join your hearts together, you create a powerful center of calm for the earth, powerful place of peace and grace and serenity. And as you exist in this calm place, send out a blessing to the earth. To all those who are still in confusion, who are still caught in duality, and who are caught in violence and unhappiness, send out a blessing of grace that they may find their still point and return to the light of divine grace. And beloved ones, we want you to know that as you do this, you are a powerful force for change and for bringing about the new earth. So now, we also wish to do some work with you individually to assist you with this transformation. So we ask you to once again be in your heart center, but now become aware of your physical body. And be aware that as you grew up on the earth, you were trained, you were schooled to be a left brain being and to use the rational side of your mind in conjunction with your solar plexus to create a powerful ego that dominated your life. And be aware that this energetic channel that became your major way of working created a distortion in your physical body energetics. And that what you are going to do now is to, with intention, create a new channel for your energies that is in alignment with the divine plan and with the way in which the body was meant to work. So in the presence of the Elohim angels, who are the designers of the human template, we ask that you feel the energy of your soul. You will feel this energy in your heart and also in the soul star chakra. And as you invite that energy down, you bring down that divine light, that divine energy, the grace of who you are. You feel it in your crown chakra, opening up like a flower, moving down to your brow chakra, where it activates the left brain and the right brain equally, So, beloved ones, you may find this a strange feeling because suddenly your right brain is coming online and the left brain is stepping back until there is balance. So just feel that balancing out, activating electrical impulses moving through the right brain as it comes back into its rightful place. And then that energy moves into the throat chakra in a beautiful direct line and then down into the heart where it anchors. And so the soul energy has created a new pathway through the right and left brain and into the heart so that you are now balanced, a balanced being. And then take that energy down into the solar plexus, sacral, the base chakra, and then down into the earth in a straight line without distortion so that you are aligned with your soul star and with your earth star. Perfect alignment, no distortion, no imbalances. And as you feel those energies, beloveds, feel that new pathway that says you are the new earth human. You are working, functioning in perfect balance. You are creative, intuitive, and wise, and you can create any future that you imagine for yourself using your higher consciousness. And so the process is completed, and your activation is now integrating into your body, into your being. And as you feel that flow of energy, we also ask you to just gently transmit it outward, inviting anyone who feels that energy to join in this transformation from the old third dimensional dualistic being to the higher consciousness, multidimensional balanced being who is creative and connected to divine wisdom, as all of you are. So as we hand you back now to the channel, we ask you to keep that point of balance, that harmony, that peace inside of yourself for the rest of the day so that you can align with the energies of the solstice and the full moon and begin initiating within yourself this powerful wave of new beginning as you create the new dream on the earth. So now we will just ask you to focus your energy into your body and take a deep breath and breathe in and breathe out again and one more time so you're aware of your physical body. And now we hand you back to the channel to complete the activation. So when you feel that the energy is settling in your body, you can open your eyes and just become aware of the world around you, that you are in this fifth dimensional place and that you are working with all of your energies and that you are working in alignment with the balance and the harmony and the peace. So we thank Archangel Michael for this activation and for allowing us to experience, maybe for the first time, this energy of complete peace and complete harmony. And this was what I was talking about at the beginning when I said that Archangel Michael had asked us to concentrate on peace and harmony and stillness, because that is the essential point of creativity and possibility and potential in order to create something powerful, we have to go into this place of complete stillness and peace to allow the energy there to bring forth new manifestation and new creation. So we're learning how to align with a key moment like the solstice and to find that stillness in ourselves and then to work from that point. So I think that was the whole purpose that Archangel Michael wanted us to experience. So Claudia, do you have any questions for us? Anything you would like to say?
Well, I just wanted to thank you and Michael for this activation. It was so powerful.
Yeah, I did feel it was a powerful thing that we were doing, but I think it was mostly because that place of peace and harmony is powerful. And we live in such a chaotic world that we very seldom have the opportunity to really experience stillness and peace. And I think when you finally move into that place of peace, you realize how powerful it is, and that what we're really missing in our modern society is the opportunity to experience that peace and harmony. And that what we're doing as we do an activation like this is creating small spaces of harmony and peace that eventually will become bigger and bigger until we create an earth or a culture where peace and tranquility and harmony are absolutely essential. That we have spaces and places where we go in order to just be in this state of peace. Because as Michael teaches, you know, we have right brain, left brain. So we've been living in this left brain world that just goes and goes and goes. And we haven't made space for the right brain. And the right brain appreciates the silence and stillness and the ability to bring forth creativity and for the soul to become part of it. And I think what you might be feeling, I certainly feel, is that the soul is very excited to finally be recognized as a part of this process and to bring its energy into manifestation, to understand that we create with the soul. Okay, so we have co-creation with spirit, but also with the soul. So whenever we go into manifesting or creation or flowing abundance, the soul is part of it. And the soul enjoys being part of it. It loves being part of our earth experience. One of the things that happens when we do this activation is the soul comes fully into the body, anchors in the heart, and brings its energy down into the body. So you might find that after you've done this activation, you might have some physical symptoms. I have found that I get muscle spasms in my back, I get pains in my head, you know, things that I recognize as my body is now changing its balance point. It's now opening the right brain. It's creating a new energy flow. It's balancing itself differently. So for a while, you're going to feel different or you're going to feel uncomfortable maybe because the energy flow that you've been used to is now shifting and you're having to get used to a new flow of energy. So if you start to feel a bit strange, don't worry too much about it, but just realize that you're going through a very powerful reconnection, realignment on the spiritual and the physical level, and that this powerful energy wave that's starting now and that will continue in the next couple of months is the best thing that could happen, because as you realign your energy, there is so much more power in you that can connect with this creative power and really start creating wonderful things in your life. And I really feel from what Archangel Michael has said to us that now is the time when you can start creating wonderful things. start creating what we've always dreamed of, because now we have the power and now we have the energy and the focus to do it. So, are there any questions from anyone?
Okay, so we're waiting for people. If anyone has a question, and there's the chat room where you can post them. You can post them on Facebook too, private message me or Celia. Or if you are calling, just press number one, and that would mean that you're ready for a question. I do have a question for you while we wait. When the activation was done, I did feel that need of stretching. Like I felt like my back was too small, and I needed just to stretch out or something. So I like that you mentioned that the uncomfortable feeling, because, you know, it's like we're in peace and harmony, and then why am I feeling discomfort?
Yeah, I've also found that the area where I feel it most is my back, but in the heart chakra area, because the flow there is being shifted. So you're getting more energy coming into the left side of the body, because the right brain flow goes at the heart. It shifts to the left. So I'm feeling a lot of power and energy, and quite often in muscle spasms in that area, because it's not used to having so much power and energy moving through it. It's all been going the other way, as it were. And last night, I also felt a lot of pain in my feet. Well, not my one foot. It was my right foot. So there were these strange pains and whatever. So, yes, it'll take a while for your body to get used to the fact that there are new energies coming through and that your body's going to have to feel differently. And it's a real physical thing. It's not just a spiritual thing when we meditate about it and we think about it and we integrate it. It's going to affect you physically, because this affects the balance of the physical body. And it will empower you to bring through much more power into your life. And that's why Michael says you can create whatever you dream now, because you have almost double the power coming through into manifestation and moving through your body. So it's a very powerful moment for all of us.
When you talk about create what you're wishing for, Celia, do you mean just in your imagination, like to make a painting or something of what you want? Does it mean going out and doing what is it that you want? How what are you talking about? If you're gonna do a new business, to go and do it, or what kind of things are you ready for?
I think it's more in what does your soul want? You know, what does your higher self want? It can include your business and your relationship, or your house, or your travels, or whatever, you know. But as you bring your right brain and your soul into the equation, I think it's more about, let me check with my soul. What does my soul want? And the way we can do this is often to work with our right brain, to work with our creativity, to work with painting or writing or dancing or singing or whatever we do, to see what flows through us and what we want to express in our lives, and what does our soul want to experience through us. So as your right brain comes online and becomes more active, I should imagine that your creativity becomes more active, and it becomes easier for you to know what you want, because in the past, what you wanted was only kind of half of what you wanted, because you didn't really know what it was your soul wanted or your intuitive self wanted. But now if you bring that into the equation, you might find that what you want is actually quite different to what you thought you wanted. Mm-hmm. And you often, what I found in the last year or two is that I've come to a place of stability in my life. You know, everything's gone into abundance and stability and calm. But creativity is just kind of taking off in its own way. I've just become more and more creative in ways that I really enjoy. So I think part of this is not trying to control it, you know, not trying to define what it is all the time, but just go with the flow and know that your soul wants you to have an abundant life. Your soul wants you to be happy. Your soul wants you to experience life on earth to the fullest possible extent while you are here. So there is a sense of surrendering to the divine light as it expresses itself through you in a very balanced way. So I hope that makes sense to you, Claudia.
It does. It perfectly makes sense. And also, to me, it releases the idea of, oh, I have to know. And just it makes me relax into, okay, so just let it happen and probably start doing anything that you like on those areas that you mentioned and then be open to what comes. So
and I think also realizing that the divine energy, your soul, your higher self, they're all out there for you. They're your team and they want the best for you. So I think one of the things I've come to realize is that I'm safe and I'm protected and I'm supported and I don't have to worry so much about being in control of everything because no matter what happens, it's going to be okay because I have a team that's working for me and I don't have to try and control everything. Often when we try to control everything, we block the flow of divine light and we block the support we're getting from the higher realms. So if we stop trying to control everything, we just open ourselves to this wonderful experience of divine flow and support and love.
Awesome. I think we are reaching the end of our show today and we do not have any other questions. And I just want to invite everybody that is listening to your next activation, which will be on July 25th. So this is going to be around the new planetary, new year in the planetary terms, right?
Yeah. So we'll have the opportunity to continue with that wave of energy and to build on what we've done today as we move into the new year and we move to the Lion's Gate, that very powerful moment on our planet. So thank you so much, Claudia, for giving me the opportunity to work with these activations and to allow Archangel Michael to work with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And goodbye.